Welcome to the Gatecast.
We're off to see the wizard.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I was going to do my living room like this.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello and welcome to episode, Gatecast episode 50-something. Sorry for missing out on episode 50, but as we said earlier, we can celebrate some random sort of confluence of numbers, or I'll come up with some bizarre number base that appears to be appropriate.
And once again, Alan starts without giving me any warning.
Sorry. I haven't pressed play yet.
Well, fair enough. Good evening, everybody.
I've done worse things.
You have done worse things.
I'm improving slowly.
Yep.
Give me another 6 months of therapy. I might actually be communicable to normal humans. Communicable? No, that's probably not a word I should be picking. I see in general news, see Joe Flanagan is in Ireland at the minute.
Yeah, filming a movie.
Do we know what one?
One for sci-fi, ain't it? So it'll probably involve monsters of some variety.
He mentioned the horde of dead leprechauns that tried to steal his Guinness.
That actually could be the movie. Revenge of the Leprechauns.
Oh, no. There was a whole series of leprechaun movies. Don't you know about them?
No, but I've never actually watched them.
They starred, oh, God, the guy from Time Bandits, I think.
What, Sean Connery?
Don't be smart.
Sorry.
I was trying to think of a humorous way of inserting this. I think it's Katie Tunstall.
Yeah.
Or Katy Perry. She's a songwriter at the minute, and the middle of it, she just keeps singing the word tweet.
Oh,
Tweet.
No, it's not either of them.
Oh, but you know, you've heard
it. I know it. Oh, yeah, song. I know which song you mean. You can't tell, but suddenly sing along with it.
What I was thinking was we could drop it in as audio if we could find a suitably humorous thing saying, you know, this woman is clearly obsessed with Twitter, and you just drop in the tweet bit.
It's probably already been done to death.
Quite possibly. But that's no reason not to do it again.
Pulp Audio Weekly at weekly.pulpaudio.com, where you can hear about TV and movies.
War of the Worlds.
Doctor Who.
Monsters vs. Aliens.
Push.
Video games.
Mass Effect.
Rock Band.
Just Cause.
World of Goo.
Nexius.
And a whole slew of geeky topics.
Apple.
Microsoft.
Linux.
The Sun.
The Moon.
Solar Sails.
Pet Peeves.
Twitter.
Hulu.
Google.
Hubble.
Obama.
NASA.
Jupiter.
The Space Shuttle.
And the FCC.
All this and more every week at weekly.pulpaudio.com.
Back after a brief hiatus, if you even noticed a break, but thanks to Mike's editing, you probably didn't. And we're going to kick the...
Well,
are you ready to go?
I say, what's tonight's episode?
Oh, sorry. Tonight's episode is Season 3, Episode 8, which is how I realised we were past number 50, because of the quick mental arithmetic. I went, hang on.
He's really... Alan's really missing out on some sort of celebration.
I'd be... Last weekend. I sincerely hope to have one this weekend. Oh, God, is she here? No, she won't listen to it. Doesn't matter. I'm not going to get in trouble for saying that. She's not going to listen to it. Oblique references, folks, which I'm certainly not going to clarify. And Mike isn't going to clarify either.
Nope. Lips are sealed.
Good, Mike. Oh, so many other responses occurred to me after you said that.
Oh, thank God you didn't say them then.
Sorry. Filthy mind that I possess. Yes, this is Demons, where... Apparently a demon. I haven't watched this, but I'm sensing it's probably an Unus.
Very probably. I wasn't going to watch it, because last week I said I couldn't remember this episode. You know, I had a quick read-up, and it all came flooding back to me.
So you didn't want to watch it?
Well, yeah, that was basically it. But 6 o'clock tonight, I got myself something to eat, and I thought, what can I watch for an hour before we do the podcast? So I put the episode down, and I watched it.
Okay. So you're full of insightful thoughts. Excellent.
Probably not.
No, but it sounds good, Mike.
It sounds good. Preparation, that's the key.
Preparation, yes. I prefer to wing it. Let's face it, I don't really need an excuse to talk. If anything, I need either. The best way to actually shut me up, folks, if you meet me in person and I'm talking too much, buy me a pint, because I can't drink and talk at the same time.
I thought you'd gone off the drink.
I have gone off the drink within the boundaries of the Republic.
Oh yeah, of course. Hence the trip overseas.
The trip overseas was purely coincidental and not related to me going off.
Many people would believe you.
I've done this before, just not for this long. Conditions, just a brief personal note, folks. I don't know if you're interested, but I'll try and keep it as short as possible. And if it's too long, he'll probably cut it down anyway. My intent is to, and you can do the calculations yourself, I'm currently 108 kilos, which is not good at nearly 40. I'm aiming to get down to 80 in the next 12 months. Ergo, until I hit and maintain 80 for a month, no alcohol shall pass my lips within the Republic, with obvious certain provisos of the day before I leave the country and 2 weeks over Christmas.
Yeah, you don't have to go crazy, do you?
No. I must admit, the last time I gave up drink in 6 months, I think I left the country on average every 3 weeks.
You were lucky to get out of duty free.
Since my wages have actually been cut by 30%, I can't afford to travel that frequently. On that, oh, I'd like to throw a little personal note in anyway. On that note, fading in to line in 3, 2, 1, spacebar, lion roars. Gate with DHD visible and some nice alien trees.
Tree.
In background. And what looks like a little flower arrangement.
Ah, trees, trees, and more trees. What a wonderfully green universe we live in, eh?
Oh, Jack actually commented. No, I haven't watched this, folks, in fairness now. Mike's comment may be sarcastic, mine wasn't. Jack's almost certainly was.
Yeah, it's almost as if they're responding to probable fan comments at the time.
Yes, rocks and moss. And Teok has abandoned the Zat.
Used by someone. Or something.
A little Austin Powers homage there.
Slightly. Let's not go there. In fact, we've already gone there too often. More trees. And
we thought too that he's actually gone with the Zat and been the more practical weapon.
A map painting with smoke and a small model. And a very big cross.
We're right, there it is. Looks like a church.
And that would mean what?
That it is most likely Christians reside here, O'Neill.
Thank you, Teal.
Oh, sorry, pretty much this episode in its entirety has just dropped into my head.
Yeah.
It's the way my memory works, it's binary. We can't see Sam's hair, she's got a hat on. And isn't Teal's head shiny?
Shiny.
Well, here's the thing, I mean, surely he should put something on his head to make it less shiny, because, to be honest with you, that's actually catching the light like a
beacon.
Sniper scope lens. You know, you could spot it from about 3 kilometres away.
Yeah, you can hear the warning horn from the distance. Yes. Behold, something shiny approaches. Interesting idea, though, that this is the first Christian society they found, hence they were taken from Earth after Ra left, which means the second gate.
You read the Bible, Teal?
It is a significant part of your Western culture. Have you not read the Bible, O'Neill?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not all of it. Actually, I'm listening to it on tape. Don't tell me how it ends.
He's asking O'Neill if he's read the Bible, out there. I need to move this PC a little, because I think the reason you broke up is the wireless reception is down to 1 dot.
Is it?
Which it shouldn't be. There's not that much concrete in this house. Did I hear barking?
Yeah, sounds like it. But then, if you're going to kidnap a load of people, you might as well take dogs and cats, will you? A nice purpose-built set. Nowhere green screen here.
Hello? We're not going to hurt you. We're peaceful travellers.
How rude.
Yes, they recognise the Jafar. Run away, run away.
I think it's just the fact that they're all strangers.
Is this English?
Now, how arrogant is it? That's almost Star Trek levels of arrogance, assuming they speak English.
Middle English, pre-Chaucer.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Well, I can say, they know they're from Earth.
But if it's a Christian culture, wouldn't it be more logical to assume they speak Latin?
Crucifixion and death show mercy to those who are about to be delivered unto the devil. It's a derivative of the Catholic prayer for suffering souls.
The general population never spoke Latin, did they? The clergy may have done, but nobody else. Unless, of course, they are from Rome.
And Daniel's rabbiting on, and then he was like, oh.
Yeah. Ooh, lady.
Yes, that's something else that can stop me in mid-sentence. Often for some time, depending. Apart from vague interceptions and...
Oh, say something, Jack.
I wonder what the script direction on that was. Look significant.
Yeah. Let's see the wheels turning.
Yes. A lot of actors, when they try and look significant and thoughtful, they end up just looking constipated.
All right, then. Demons, written by Carl Binder, is one and only script for Stargate SG-1.
And directed by one of the DeLuise clan herd.
Yeah, funnily enough, while Carl only did one script for this series, he went on to be writer and co-producer of Stargate SGU. Sorry, Atlantis and Stargate Universe.
The Atlantis box set is within reach. It's sitting on the shelf. And it may well sit on that shelf for another 2.5 years. But on the bright side, it's Region 2.
Yep.
Which means when we do get to it, I may actually watch the episodes.
Now, watch out for Peter DeLuise's cameo in this episode.
Oh, she's kind of cute under the bruises. And God, she looks 18 or 19.
Jared.
I'll get you out of this in a minute.
Spare her, please!
We're not gonna hurt her, or you, we're friends. I'm Daniel.
I am Simon. You have come through the Circle of Darkness.
The Stargate, yes.
No. Okay, this is where Mike comes in with his excellent research and lets me know where I know that actor from.
From a previous episode of SG-1.
He played the guy whose father was murdered by Teok because he was crippled.
That's right.
Damn, I've impressed myself. You know me? You know, no, seriously, I never know faces. I go up, I spend family gatherings approaching my first cousin, shaking them by the hand and saying, hello, am I related to you? So, you know, if I don't recognise my own family, did they really think 2 seasons of Distance was enough for the fans to forget?
I reckon so.
Well, you know what I'd do, of course. Teok would go, you look strangely familiar. Have we met?
Yeah, reference it. Yeah. Give the fans something to talk about rather than were they trying to kid us and play along with it.
I'm sure sort of 5 or 6 seasons down the road they would, but they're still on Showtime at this point.
Yeah.
Major Carter, shield her eyes.
Ooh.
Oh dear. Like, this is going to convince them that he's not a demon.
Come on, get up.
Take me in her place!
Stop that, will you? Come on. Up, up, let's go. Come on. Listen to me. We're not demons. And Mary is not possessed. From the looks of it, she's a little sick. If you let us, we might be able to help her.
He's, So that looked like pox scars, actually. You know, yeah. Think about it rather than.
Yeah, she,
He didn't have that much. He didn't have that. Jet black hair last time. I think it was long, floppy, and light brown.
Well, he's a member of the clergy now, so.
Well, shouldn't it be in Tossent? You know, know what I mean. It begins with T, it's got an S, and maybe an N, the C in it. Where you basically shave the top bit bald and you got the round bit.
Yeah.
Fever's pretty high.
It'll break. Those spots will get itchy, but that's about as bad as it'll get. You'll be fine in a couple of days.
That will not be soon enough.
So it's chicken pox she's got then.
The time of sacrifice is at hand. The elders will have to perform the trepanning ritual tonight to cleanse her.
That's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing, is it?
I mean, there are people in your country that undergo it. As far as I know, it's illegal in performing it. Even having it done on you requires mandatory psychiatric examination.
Oh, they did it in-house.
I haven't seen that one.
One of the best episodes.
I'm about 2 discs into season 5.
Well, I think you have then.
Really?
When they're in the Arctic, and he's only got an internet link to talk to this woman on this research station.
Oh, yes, but I don't remember trepanning in that.
Well, drilling a hole in her head anyway, put it that way.
Some scourging and crying.
The demon comes!
Trepanning is traditionally done on the supposed location of the third eye between the eyebrows.
Didn't actually mean that they were drilling into her head to let the demons out.
Yes.
Unus.
Yes, I remember this because Jack's like, doesn't Unus mean one?
Yeah.
Unas?
You are correct, O'Neill. The first host of the Gold.
Oh.
No. We killed him. He's dead.
We only killed one Unas.
I thought there only was one. Unas, Uno, one?
They are, in fact, a species.
Once again, vital strategic information which York decides not to bother sharing.
Yeah, this is a personality flaw the lad's got. Of course, they didn't get James Earl Jones to voice the Unas because it's a different Unas.
Yes. Do we know who did voice the Unas?
Yes. An actor called Christopher Judge.
Really?
Yeah. Have a listen. You can tell it's him.
At sunrise, shall I return to claim the five? If you have not chosen, I shall take whom I please in far greater numbers.
I think we were wrong about this gold. He isn't playing God. He's playing the devil.
Yeah, right. I couldn't tell Michello was Daniel. Don't give me any credit on this. No, this isn't a good idea.
Time is at hand.
No.
Now you see, this would be where Azat would be handy.
I would say, if they had the right weapon or the right tool for the right situation, the episodes would be over way too quick.
Simon, Cannon will return from his hermitage soon.
The creature that just sauntered through your village is called an Unas.
Now, the time of sacrifice has been declared. I fear it will be...
Simon, listen to me.
Jack is saying something important.
It looks like a demon.
It smells like a demon. Quack.
And the point, if you think the Stargate is the gateway to darkness, then if whatever comes through there is evil.
Creature who is inhabited by a ghoul that gives it great strength, intelligence, and the ability to regenerate.
Cheer up, Daniel.
It's a very smart, resilient creature.
In the service of Sokar, who for all intents and purposes is Satan to these people.
But it's not a demon.
No, it's not a demon.
You gotta wonder how many ghoul are sort of wandering around in old hosts and have become system lords, or they're just sort of terrorizing on a strictly local level.
There's probably
never actually made it to the nationals.
You know, maybe actually buried the gate themselves so that nobody comes looking for them. If Seth had been able to, if he'd been aware the gate was active, he might have shut it down himself or tried to.
Seth probably would have f***ed off somewhere else.
You say you have killed an Unas once before?
Indeed.
Oh, that reminds me.
Was that indeed?
I shall check. Be prepared for a tweety noise if it wasn't. Oh! We have an indeed. Current indeed count, one. Series indeed count, still one, I think. No, yeah. Season indeed count, one. Series indeed count, two.
Are you contemplating attack on Hill?
Yeah, sure, why not?
And Unas is difficult to destroy.
A couple of shots with a staff. We own him.
We hope. Took Thor's hammer to kill the last one.
All right, a whole bunch of shots with this staff. Daniel, how long have these people been living like this?
Well, I can't be sure with that proper reference.
1,000 years?
At least?
Yeah, that's long enough. These people are being terrorized. We have the power to stop it.
Sokar will seek revenge.
All right, so we'll have them bury the gate after we've gone.
They could come in ships.
Daniel's been an awkward sod this episode.
Yeah, Daniel is kind of being a... Sorry, I went back to the transcript to see. Let's see if I can find another indeed.
Simon? Do you want us to do this?
Are we not in God's hands? The cannon has returned.
Oh, and here we have the cannon. Very well fed, weighted on hand and foot. The epitome of organized religion.
Yep.
Yeah, that's one.
Jack's really not keen on this, and...
The cannon will choose those for sacrifice tonight.
Why does he get to choose?
He is our spiritual leader. It falls to him to determine those of us whose souls are already possessed with evil.
Would that be DeLuise's cameo?
No, of course it isn't.
Who is it?
Cannon's played by Alan C. Peterson.
Wasn't he in Star Trek?
Don't know, but he's been in two episodes of Stargate, but we haven't seen one of them yet.
I see.
Been in Smallville and Stargate Atlantis.
Yes.
You have come down the path through the circle of darkness?
Something like that. My name's Jack O'Neill.
And you gave them entrance to your home?
Yes, but I do not believe they mean us harm.
The tricks of Satan and his minions are many, and only those weak of faith are fooled by such deception. By granting them entrance... You have spilled the blood of your people.
We come as friends, sir.
Daniel's trying to not be an awkward sort to this guy. Right. She negotiates.
no matter what Daniel says, it isn't going to work.
Mm.
He should know from historical fact, trying to sway the mind of a zealot. Oh, close.
Yes, naturally.
This one bears the mark of the devil! If you are human, as you say, then your souls are damned!
All right, that's enough.
Shooting Jack.
It's so tempting, isn't it?
It is really tempting.
This is what you need, is that?
Yeah, just one little shot, just to shut him up a bit.
That creature that strolled through your village a little while ago, it's called an Unas. We have the power to stop it. That means no more sacrifices. All you have to do is give us the chance to help. What do you say?
Can I kill him just a little kind of thing?
Yeah.
If they came through the circle of darkness, then their souls are unclean.
It appears they do not desire our assistance, O'Neill.
Yeah, fine. Whatever. Have a nice day.
You shall be struck down!
Yep, he has a very fixed mindset when it comes to this. But then again, he's probably been raised by whoever he apprenticed to. Great power if you do this and do that.
That's not good.
Asgard?
Does look kind of Asgard-y,
doesn't it? It did for a bit, didn't it?
He seems to have recovered.
Hmm.
Or take their weapons. Yeah, how would they know what to take away? Should they still have a grenade or two?
It depends where they keep it.
I'm not touching that one.
Don't pull it out by the pin.
Especially, actually, it requires considerable force to get the pin out of a grenade. Is that something that'll sort of jiggle out by accident?
Good. It's good to know.
That's what it looked like. Felt more like a zap blast to me. He touched his ring just before the lightning started.
Carter, if I ever get the urge to help anybody again, feel free to give me a swift kick.
Always good to see a jail cell with plenty of straw down to make it comfortable.
Yes.
Not very good for drainage, of course, but...
And a man with a bearded dwarf, no, two dwarfs would be proud of.
Stand there and wear this enormous codpiece.
Oh, and the beard too.
Auditioning for the ZZ Top. Another few years to go and you'll make it.
Another few years. It took me 2 years to grow a beard half that length. It just didn't want to be. Oh, yes, this is the episode I was thinking of a while back, where they chuck Teok in the water in chains.
Yes, yeah, so the great how to determine if someone is a witch. Of course, if you go to, was it the Quirm College for Young Ladies and learn to swim?
Yes. Well, they must have beaten them up quite recently, because those wounds would heal fairly quickly in Teok, wouldn't they?
I don't think it's miraculous healing.
No, but it's...
Faster than a human would, of course, but they've been out less than 12 hours, haven't they, really?
Hmm.
And meanwhile, they've put the boot into Teok.
They've been out about 19 minutes.
It's probably the little old ladies that were doing it and all. Look at them, a little shifty bunch. They'll be the first to throw the stone.
Hmm.
What have you to say for yourself?
That I do not serve those whom you would call demon.
There are living among us demons who will not shrink from committing and perpetrating.
Say nothing more, or they will kill him.
For this reason, we are commanded by God to seek out those spirits and punish them.
When you've got one bloke in the whole village who makes these sort of decisions.
In the Middle Ages, one of the proofs of witchcraft was a mark on the body supposedly made by the devil himself that was insensitive to pain.
You really make sure you do what he wants. You never want to badmouth him, do you?
You broke up slightly there. I assume your end recorded this. Oh, dear. He's going to brand Teok?
Bend over, Teok.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. When you consider that that was molten gold when it was poured onto his forehead, that probably doesn't hurt at all.
Gold has a fairly low melting point, though.
It's still going to be pretty warm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I want liquid gold poured onto my skin.
I doubt it was... Well, for Teok, it was an honour.
The first proof is given.
Daniel, it's not good.
Why don't they throw a character in? This is something I argued about before. Are you seriously telling me a small symbiote can filter from the water enough oxygen to keep someone's teal sizes alive, even in a state of deep calorie?
It depends how much oxygen the brain needs and how intertwined the symbiote is with the brainstem. Mm. I mean, he's not using any muscles, just literally just keeping the brain in tickover.
Mm-hmm.
And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured.
The water test.
And the devil!
A common practice in the Middle Ages. They weight a person and throw him in the water. If he sinks, he's innocent.
If he floats, he's guilty of witchcraft and burned at the stake. It's catch 22.
And then you burn him. You dry him off real good and then you burn him.
Yes, because we all know the soggy witches tend to burn badly.
Having just watched the final season of The Tudors, it's rather a nasty way to kill somebody.
And, of course, at this point, we realised that the main reason for the hood was that we could replace Teal'c with a stuntman.
Yeah. Chris Judge says he was nervous about doing this, because he's not a very good swimmer.
Amen.
We'll go back where we came from!
He's innocent!
You son of bitches!
Yeah, Chris?
Yeah.
Well, that's where the hood came on. I presume that's not Chris.
By all accounts, until probably the last minute. And then it was a stunt double that did it. Mm-hmm. It would have been better if it had gone in without the hood. But I suppose, if the actor says, I'm not that good a swimmer, then your insurance company says, you're not doing it. His agent says, you're not doing it.
And the actor says, I'm not bloody doing it either.
And RDA crawls up behind him and pushes him in.
God's will has been done.
Heaven be praised, he was innocent. That's a really nice shot, that is, from the reflection in the lake.
I thought I must dig out an email to you, actually, on reflection. Oh, they're talking back out.
Well, you see, he was innocent, so he can now have a Christian burial.
Does that mean you don't get burnt?
Oh, yeah.
We don't get crispy fried teal'c, a teal'cette as opposed to a briquette.
The expert politician.
Your friend's soul is clean. If you wish, he'll be given a Christian burial.
What?
You're free to go.
You can go now. Don't come back.
Return to the circle of darkness, to whatever dark place you reside, and let you never return.
Because you know if I did return that I would break your damn neck. But of course you could just touch that lovely ring of yours and we'd all be struck down again.
Ah, the ring. It has been handed down through generations of village canons who came before me.
He would as well. And so this underlines how clever Sokar is. I mean, he obviously set this up in the beginning. Got a collaborator within the human settlement to be the high priest, gave him the power, and over the generations, the actual collaboration with him has long since forgotten. But the human high priest keeps sacrificing people.
Mm-hmm.
The sacrifice has allowed the people of this village to survive for generations. Just as the wheat is separated from the chaff, the unclean souls among us must be taken away through the circle of darkness. Forever.
And you decide.
Yes, I do. Now go thy way. Trouble me no more.
You decide.
Yeah, he delivers.
So completely arrogant and full of himself.
It is. He delivers it well, though. Quite honestly, in a slightly deadpan tone. He believes what he's doing. He's not, he's not playing it up.
Just because he believes it doesn't make it right.
Of course it's not right. But people abusing the power has been with us since the year dot.
Probably before that.
Your village canon has an awfully interesting way of tending the flock.
Speak no more of this.
He maintains power by controlling who gets sacrificed and who doesn't.
No more. I have asked for this dispensation and he has granted it.
I initially, when I saw those three hooded figures, I thought that was them.
Oh, right.
Probably just extras.
Some sort of bizarre ceremony that would be. You would think they'd check him, just in case.
Who, him?
Well, no, check the body.
Oh, yes. Jack not happy.
Where's our gear?
If I were to bring it to you, would you help us?
Help you?
You can bury the Stargate after we've gone through. That should prevent the Unis and anything else from...
I cannot do that.
Well, there must be other people who are willing to...
I mean the Circle. We are not allowed to go near it or even look upon it.
Simon? We are ready.
I shall be there.
Ready? Ready for what?
The trepanning ritual.
Now, do you think he was putting the guilt on or just stating what is?
Mary's parents were taken in a sacrifice a year ago. They asked that I care for. If you're not willing to help, it falls to me to try to cleanse her soul before the canon chooses.
You can't do that.
I have no choice.
You'll kill her.
Better that she die among us than at the hands of the devil himself.
No, Daniel's sort of arguing against.
Jack?
Nope.
We can't condemn a young girl just because one man has made a pact with the devil.
Yes, we can.
Tuquil have died for nothing if nothing good comes from this.
We tried it one way and look what it got us. Let's go home.
Well, let's not go home. I believe this babble.
There should be a great reward waiting for you in heaven. And the angels will welcome you with joyful hearts. And there will be no more pain.
I know.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You guys start back without me. I'm just going to go see if I can stop these people from drilling a hole in the head of a young girl.
Yeah, Jack. He's implying that Jack's a coward here.
They're all laying on the guilt.
Jack's still going, okay.
Somebody prodding him in the back. What are you going to do, Jack? What are you going to do, Jack?
You know, get this up, Jack. I'll never sleep with you.
Oh, the good old-fashioned hand drill. The years before a power drill. Awkward things to use, they were. You can't do that. There's no way even to steady yourself, so you only go so far in. You might as well just crack her head open with a hammer.
Wait! We'll take you back with us. Mary, too. Where we come from, there are no demons.
I take it the canon's f***ed off at this point.
You'd have thought he'd want to witness the ceremony.
No.
Just to make sure it happened.
I think the whole idea of potentially choosing Mary was because he saw that Simon cared for her.
Good choice.
Now, this is where it surprised me, because if you're holding to Christian ritual in the shroud, you strip the body naked before you wash it.
At the very least, take his shirt off.
Yes.
Perhaps they don't have much oil. They only can do the arms. Now, these actresses weren't told what was going to happen next.
Sorry?
In the upcoming scene with Teal'c, the actresses weren't told what was going to happen.
Oh, they assumed the character was dead?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm just an extra. I don't get a speaking role.
Fever's down. You feeling any better?
Yes. Have you released that which possessed me?
You got better all by yourself, Mary. There was never a demon inside you.
So, Simon, you wouldn't happen to have the keys to these, would you? Keys?
That was a nice sleep. Right, let's go kick some ass.
What's that?
I don't know.
Brains.
alive?
Is so.
You found Ottle or Retorno?
It's waking up the whole village.
Way to go, Junior!
My symbiote did sustain me.
Oxygen in the water.
So this just proves he's a demon after all.
Yes.
It's the larval ghoul's natural environment. It must have filtered the oxygen and fed it into Teal'c.
Is this about the only time we've ever seen Jack unequivocally praise Junior?
He is. All of a sudden, they're a fan of a symbiote.
Mm. Need to point out to you that the larval ghoul isn't actually entwined with his brain stem at all. It's in a pouch.
You'd think these folks never saw a guy rise from the dead.
Oh, of course it is. It isn't full blended, is it? He's
no,
just got a baby.
Otherwise, Teal'c wouldn't be the sort of amicable, cheerful, joke-cracking, you know, wise-ass that we know him to be.
Very logical explanation for this.
Yes, there is.
Evil.
Evil.
What do you want from us? He passed your test.
These force will be the first chosen for sacrifice.
Major, next time Daniel gets the urge to help someone, shoot him.
Put that in. That has to.
That's a good line, that is.
That may actually become my tagline for a while on some forums. In fact, I'm going to tweet that.
And unfortunately for Mary, she's now healthy, but she's still going to get sacrificed.
Simon! Simon, please help me! Simon!
To your homes! Do not let the demon lay his eyes upon you.
I am sorry, Mary.
Being sorry does no good, Simon.
Don't apologize to her. Help her.
As Jack's saying, help her. Do something.
The cannon has spoken.
What are you, the village idiot? The demon will turn her into a host. You know what that means?
No, he doesn't know what that means, Daniel. I do like the use of the choral music as a background, though.
Hard to hear with the volume this low. Because you've got it in your ear, and me in your other ear, or on a set of speakers, I don't know.
Early next morning, Simon's had a good few hours' kip, breakfast, no shower, because this is medieval times.
I doubt I'm going to get a shower on Saturday, you know, because this is camping times.
Simon, get out here and do something!
I don't think anything we say is going to make a difference, especially not after Teal'c's resurrection.
He's got the horn. Why is he wearing anklets?
Fashion statement.
Apparently in chains. I assume he has no idea who these people are from the wider system or perspective.
Oh, I'm pretty sure if Sokar knew SG-1 was on this planet, he'd be there himself. Because at this point, these two, the UNAS hasn't actually met them, has he?
Mm-hmm.
To report back, there's four strangely dressed people there.
He's going to recognise the Jafar symbol, though.
He should do, yeah.
So, how long are you going to keep this in? The demon bit? Don't get me wrong. Looks like a great gig. You got the Padre in your back pocket. The hours are good. Probably get all the checks, huh?
Yeah. Good money and the perks.
Yeah.
Oh, my apple.
They truly are servants of Satan. Why does he resist?
He's a strong little son, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. You are not of this world.
No. No, we're not.
I think you're a few seconds ahead of me, because in mind, he just dropped Jack on the ground. What happened to Jack's eyebrow?
Somebody hit him.
What does Sokar have on you that makes you so dang cranky?
Walkies. Of course, the alternative is just to sit there, but the units will just drag you anyway.
Yes.
That's it, Simon. You're pitiful.
I think what actually happens to the cannon is very appropriate.
No, we've seen this in many a movie.
What, the ridge?
And, yeah, the convenient slope.
The convenient slope, the line yourself up against, you know, as a silhouette.
Mary, we're going to take a little tumble, so just scrunch up in a ball and roll with the rest of us.
Of course, in real life, at least two of them would break the legs.
And if that thing's a little sharp, it'd chop off two of its fingers.
And they're running away. One...
In chains, uncoordinated, unless you're really, really good at three different races.
One of them goes one side of the tree, the other one goes the other. Hilarity ensues.
Oh, yes, hilarity. Hilarity always ensues.
You've always been quick to ask questions. This weakness shall be your undoing.
Look at him. Oh, yes. Surprising amount of guards in this small village.
Sorry?
There's a surprising amount of guards in this small village.
Well, I presume they came with him, the guards with him.
Yeah, but this is his... I don't get the impression he's the cannon for a huge area. Because this was the only town that the, you know, the drone actually spotted.
Doesn't mean there aren't more towns in the forest and stuff.
Oh, there might be, but within walking distance. This was 11 kilometres from the gate. Hmm.
You cannot escape me.
Leave them.
Shoot him.
Yes. Does he even know how to use that?
You dare to challenge me?
Shoot it.
You shall join them in hell.
Thank God there isn't a safety catch on it.
Is there a safety catch? I don't think there is a safety catch on it.
That's what I'm saying. He could be pressing away and nothing happening.
Shoot it.
Oh, green blood. That always works, doesn't it?
You say green blood just before the green blood appeared. Oh, Simon's just been splattered.
Right, they're going for the stuff now.
Play with your life.
Simon!
Yeah, she looks strong. Wouldn't it make sense to walk back to the tree and just pull the bloody thing out?
Yeah, it's not that deep, and it's only wood after all. Just don't think about these things. You go straight for the weapon. And pass it all back.
O'Neill!
It's best. Much like I will be in about 40 hours.
Carter, Daniel, head toward the gate. Take Mary with you.
Sure.
Shall we?
Oh, yeah, let's. Be nice if you could drop Jack, shall we, in just before I said, oh, yeah, let's.
What have you done? The demon comes. Release me.
Nah, you're going to get it, mate.
Yeah. Of course, he's pretty much an ideal host for a ghoul anyway.
Oh, so, yeah, I could say he is halfway there. And there's Simon just standing before... Oof.
God is with me always.
He just adds a couple of heavy blows to him. The scream echoes through the woods.
You think he'd scream more like a girl?
And then you see this, you go, hey, what happened here?
He's all right. What happened?
Simon stood before it like David before Goliath. The demon threw him aside and then he fell. See?
Yeah, aren't you, anyway?
Well, yeah, because they know what happened last time when they met at Unus.
Yes, they thought it was dead.
Yeah, and 10 minutes later it was after him.
The Unus wounds were too severe. Even the guard within him cannot save him.
Wakes up and bites his hand off.
What do the Teok sense the presence of the Gould, or does he assume the Gould is dead? Isn't he close enough to pick it up from the cannon?
Teal'c can't, no. The Jaffar don't have any special talents in that respect. Sam does.
Yes.
When it suits the story.
Ah, yes. Sam's talent, the range and ability of Sam's talents varies at the speed of plot.
Of course, that throws you off a bit that he willingly gives up his ring. And
possibly because he can't use it anymore, especially not if it's Asgard technology. There's no way a Gould possessed human could use Asgard technology.
I don't think that's Asgard technology.
You thought it looked Asgard-y?
No, I thought the billowing clouds looked like the arrival of the starship. No, that was a device given to these people by the Gwol, by Sokar, as a weapon of intimidation, you know, in service of God.
Then why did he surrender it? Or is he doing that so he can dial back to Sokar?
Well, that's it. He's playing the long game. He can give up something now. He knows he will get back in time.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't work out that way.
Are you hurt?
I will be fine. What happened?
The beast is dead. Had I not witnessed it myself, I would not have believed it. Thank you all for showing me the way.
You're welcome. Major Dialysol.
Interestingly enough, we actually get resolution very close to the end. This one fairly telegraphed, though. She noticed.
Yeah.
Carter.
Went into him.
What went into him?
Go no further!
Why?
You've done nothing. My children.
Are you sure?
Positive, sir. I can sense it. The Eunice host was dying. It had nowhere else to go. It went into him.
We get to shoot him on general principles.
Yay! Well, you should be happy you get shot.
Who wants to shoot first? Yeah, that does give it away.
Yeah, it's generally.
Now this is a time where you port the staff weapon right against his brain and blow it away.
Forgive me.
I mean, Jack hit him 3 times in the chest, but I wouldn't have thought that would have killed the symbiote outright.
Well, the symbiote probably hadn't fully blended with the host.
Maybe not fully, but a lot.
In an hour? Of course, I'm gauging it on the basis of the immature symbiote which took over Kowalski.
Yeah, of course. It
and
never
incidentally opened up a medical position for John Fraser.
Have mercy on the souls. Deliver them from the dire torments they endure. And admit them. Your most sweet embrace.
I'd say the canon, you know, would never have any reason to even challenge the symbiote. Like you said before, the, you know, a perfect host. The power it would give him, he'd probably welcome it, even if he was consciously aware of it.
Now the demon is truly gone.
Major. You know what to do?
Yes. We will do what you say.
We'll bury the gate immediately. And there will be no more sacrifices.
Thank God.
Don't look so smug, Simon. Perhaps in this culture, you're not allowed to marry.
Which is the scriptwriter's way of saying, we ain't coming back here.
No, never again.
This has, I'm sure the script had one off stamp, you know, the way you can watermark pages.
Yeah.
Nice. We've only seen that once before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Now, that looked slow-mo, the dissolve away, a little weak, I think.
Yeah, we'll forgive him for that.
Slightly drawn, as it were.
They suddenly found they had $10,000 left in the budget.
Hmm. You know what would be useful in this, honestly?
What?
Even though it flashed up for about a second or so. Guest star list, who was playing who?
There was one.
No, it had them, and then it had Voice of Unus.
Oh, right.
It only had Christopher George's Voice of Unus specifically identified. I would like, you know, so blah was blah, blah was blah, blah was blah kind of thing.
What, a full cast list?
Well, a mini one. Anyone who actually got a line.
Well, that's what IMDb is for, or Stargate Wiki.
How does Stargate Wiki find you?
They read IMDb. I'm not going to say they make it up as they go along. That would be unfair to Wiki.
Would I? Yes, that's true. That's what Wiki is for. Domestic television distribution. I don't recall that popping up. not previously.
Yeah, Demons, not the greatest episode ever made, not even the greatest, well, this week on Stargate.
In fairness, by no means the worst episode we've seen so far this season.
No.
It didn't limp. It wasn't torture to watch.
I mean, you could get involved with the story because they had the bad guy and they had the bad guy's henchmen. And yeah, they
paid extras without lines.
Yeah.
Stand there and look menacing and then go back to building custom motorcycles.
yeah, I can see that.
You like that one?
Yeah. I don't even watch the show, but I get the reference.
Good, you can leave it in there.
It's not an episode that's ever been rated fantastically well by the fans. But it's not bad. As a one-off, it's okay.
I've just tweeted the fact that we're all done. See you guys next week.
Good.
That was Demons, folks. Next week, we have Rules of Engagement. One I quite like, and I believe does set up a couple of things for a later arc.
Ah, yeah, the episode with the SGC and Gould training camps.
Now, here's the thing. I think Voyager ripped that episode off, but I'll comment more on it next week.
Ah, good.
And you probably know the reference, I mean.
Not offhand.
Yeah, okay. All right, folks, thanks for listening. If there's an email the week that Mike actually puts this episode up, it'll be next. If not, thanks for listening. You can get us on Facebook as the Space Gatecast, which is a group. Feel free to join. We have discussions, etc. You can tweet us, and we currently have a massive 7 followers. Yay! Almost in double figures. We are the Gatecast without a space on Twitter. We are gatecast.phasecast.com for those of you who came over from GWC and want to listen to previous episodes. You can email us, as several people have, and I've tried to reply to all of them, from gatecast@phasecast.com. Other than that, that's pretty much a wrap. Thanks for listening, folks. Feel free to download, comment, tweet, critique, criticize, slag us off, discuss irrelevant stuff. Leave us voicemail. We'll play it with possibly suitable editing for swearing because we're still not putting the explicit tag on iTunes, but you'll be appropriately beepy.
Yeah. Anything and everything, folks. It's as simple as that.
That's a loud siren, if I can hear it.
Yeah.
Was that your end?
Yeah, that was just going up the lane, about 30 yards from the house. Quite a busy junction, so they don't switch off the siren, and then they drive past about 20 miles an hour. Just to make sure nobody hits him.
Davey Hewlett is Rodney, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he's appearing in SGU then?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Cool.
The assumption is it's going to be through the stones, unless they can come up with some wild way to get him there.
Well, it's not as if he's in the Pegasus galaxy.
No, he's back on Earth.
Hmm. I'm surprised they didn't do a couple of wrap-up movies.
They did, but MGM got into financial trouble, didn't they?
They had planned to, and it...
Yeah, everything was in place. All it needed was a signature on the bottom of the piece of paper. That's it, go. Script's been done, a lot of pre-production work, just the final chunk of cash. MGM hasn't got the money. They're not even making a Bond movie. That's how tight money is at the moment, which is daft, really, you think.
It's a license to print money. I mean, yeah. And in fairness, Daniel Craig, my mate doesn't like the new Bond because he doesn't like the lack of reliance on gadgets. I think the lack of reliance on gadgets is probably closer to the spirit of the Ian Fleming books than...
Oh, yeah, this is old school Bond. This is the way it should be. I mean, it started with Roger Moore. It just kept getting sillier and sillier, up to and including the invisible car. At that point, you're going, oh, come on.
Oh, the invisible car.
Yeah, the light refraction computer system he had on, so it was invisible. And then he couldn't find it. Oh, God, God.
Surely you just pull out the little key fob and you press
yeah. You're a little beep. It's coming from roughly that direction, so you just keep walking until you bump into it.
Or you press the emergency alarm sounder, you know? Anyway, I'm going to wander downstairs and possibly watch a little more Breaking Bad. I'm one episode from the end of Spartacus, Tits and Violence. Come on, that's what it is. It's worse than The Tudors, because The Tudors never really showed full frontal nudity, and Spartacus does.
Well, yeah, true. They didn't go for male nudity.
They didn't really go for blatant female nudity. It was all sort of...
There was a bit.
Crossed and... There was a bit, maybe in the... I didn't really see the end of Series 3, but... Yeah.
I think it toned down season on season. The final season, you know, a bit of topless, and pretty much that was it.
Oh, wasn't he getting sort of fatter? And
the great thing about the wives of Henry VIII is all of them were screwing around anyway. I'm watching the final season when Catherine, the very young one he married, and all that kept coming to me was the Carry On film where they were torturing Charles Hawtrey to confess he'd been committing adultery with the Queen. And when he finally confessed, they had to torture him to withdraw the confession because the King of France was delighted that the Queen was pregnant. And I'm watching Tudors thinking, hang on a minute. I'm taking my guide of historical drama from a Carry On film. Surely they were making it up as they went along. Thankfully, the Tudors was different.
So, what did you think of Sherlock?
First episode was fantastic. Second episode was average. Third episode was pretty good. And I'm not sure about Moriarty.
Yeah, I mean, my friend Patrick Harkin put up, I didn't know Moriarty was prepubescent.
Yeah, one lad at work says, oh, I guessed though you were Moriarty as soon as he appeared. I'm thinking, good God. Personally, I think he read the TV magazine or something, such and such, he's going to guest star. Because there's no way you could pick up on that.
Oh, no.
I mean, for a minute, I thought it were Watson when he came in and says, you weren't expecting this, was you?
That was, of course, the whole idea, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That threw you for a loop for about 10 seconds, and you thought, hang on. That would have been typically Moffat, though.
Yeah, if that wouldn't have
actually in fairness, it wouldn't have been Moffat. That would be more Joss Whedon. That'd be the kind of thing Joss would do. It wouldn't really be a Moffat thing. Now, he's not down as a writer. He's down as co-executive producer. I get the impression, especially from the latter half of the third episode, that he were more sort of, you've given me a script. I'm just going to largely rewrite it, but I'll leave your name on it.
Well, let's say he's the money man, isn't he? He's a joint owner of the company that produces it.
It's not as good as Jekyll. And Jekyll was left open for a follow-up.
Oh, yeah. When we find out it's the female bloodline.
Was that the final scene?
I think it was, yeah. I'll have to get the DVD out and watch it again.
Oh, what exquisite torture. I told you how I came to sort of partially watch that. For some reason, I misread 360 as 3.5 hours or so. I sat down with a rake of cans and tried to watch the whole thing in one night. Needless to say, that didn't work out too well.
No.
I got about halfway through episode 4. I watched it and then I discovered that BBC were going to be releasing it on DVD about like 2 days after the final episode was broadcast.
Oh yeah, pre-order Sherlock already and Mongrels on Blu-ray.
By all accounts, you can get the unaired pilot.
Oh, that's part of the box set, is it?
The attraction. Yeah,
oh,
it's the unaired pilot. It will never be shown. BBC say they're never going to show it. The other thing with BBC is they don't tend to repeat stuff.
Well, they slam it on iPlayer.
Yeah, but iPlayer is geo-locked and I can't be here. Besides, I watched it on BBC HD. Why would I bother looking at a 2-inch window on the screen?
Well, unfortunately, some BBC programmes look better on a 2-inch window. Oh, Scott's online.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, you bastard, you're here. Right, I'm going to go downstairs and watch silly TV. 2 in roughly a week. I've been Alan.
And I'm Mike. Take care, everybody.
Signing off.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visit us at gatecast.facecast.com.